السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. 9 minutes after 8 Central African time on this beautiful Thursday evening with myself Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia and our beloved engineer brother Lokolo on this evening. Tonight of Jumu'ah. Where are you, my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Where are the listeners of Johannesburg? Where are the listeners of Durban? Where are the listeners of overseas, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, UK, wherever you are, this beautiful Thursday night? I want to begin by saying Jumu'ah Mubarak to you, to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors, to your relatives, to your parents, to your grandparents, to your great-grandparents, to your asatiza, to your ustads. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Well, if you are tuning in and if you are listening to the discussion, you know exactly what to do. 084-786-3132. وحلق بحلمك فوق النجوم وكن طامحا تجني طيب السماء. وحلق بحلمك فوق النجوم وكن طامحا تجني طيب السماء. أترجو الفلاح ولم تستعد لنيل المنى بالضنا والسهاب، فقاوم بعزمك جل الصعاب، فبالعزم صلب الحديد الصلاة. The 12th of September 2019, which is also the 13th tonight, the 13th of Muharram, 1441. I know all of you out there are tuning in to the discussion. But first I want to know, what's on the menu this evening? What's on the table? What are you busy eating? What are you busy having? What are you busy drinking? What's right in front of you? Is it maybe a cake? Is it maybe a cup of cappuccino, a cup of Milo? Or is it maybe a plate of rice or a plate of curry or chicken or mutton? I don't know. Normally on a Thursday evening, what do you have for supper, my beloved, beautiful listeners? I know. On a Thursday night, some people say, Molana, we like taking it lighthearted. But normally that's on a weekend, you know. I know weekends I take it a bit easy, meaning lighthearted, you know. And Monday to Fridays, I love my Indian food. Curry and rice, that's me. You know, I know a lot of people, even yesterday when I was fasting, somebody was telling me, Molana, what's up with you, with rice? And I told the listeners, yes, I do. I do eat rice and I do eat with bread, with curry as well. So I think maybe because of my Darul Uloom days, you know, my youth days, my Darul Uloom days when I was in Darul Uloom Azadville, when I was in Darul Uloom Newcastle, and when I was in Darul Uloom Zakaria. And of course, when I was in Darul Uloom Dabel, that's how I used to eat, you know, from small. But of course, it's in me at the moment. And it's, you know, they say, what do they say, local old habits? What do they say? Old habit dies hard. Something, what do they say? Old habit never dies. Something, yes. Old habit never dies. Old habit never dies. But anyway, from you, I want to know from who is tuning and listening to the discussion? Who is listening to this discussion this evening? 084-786-3132. Come on, my beloved, beautiful listeners. I know you are there, and I know. And I can feel you this evening. I know you are tuning and listening to the program. Somebody says, Molana, plain milk, roti, chicken, curry, Sister Farina Velm. Wow. Plain milk, roti, chicken curry, plain milk. Sister Farina, plain milk is for what? Is it, are you talking of that, what you call it, sour milk? Or are you talking of the day itself? She says, Molana, plain milk, roti, chicken curry. Of course, this is Sister Farina from Verlam. Brother Ahmed from Boyson, he says, Molana, I'm having chicken tikka, hot chicken tikka. Wow. Yummy, 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 yummy. Subhanallah. Haji Ahmad from Boston, come on. Why don't you give me an invitation? Say, Molana, come have some chicken tikka. Chicken is my middle name. You know, chicken tikka is my middle name. I don't say now you must call me chicken tikka. I'm just saying. This one says, Molana, salams to you and to Molana Salim Kareem. Okay, oh, salams to Molana Salim. And this is from Sister Arifa from Benoni. Okay, she's tuning in, listening to the discussion. Okay, this one says, Anonymous from Alberton. Wow. Molana, I was waiting for your program, and what's your topic this evening? Our topic this evening, tonight, my beloved, beautiful listener, is that the signs of Qiyamah and its fitna. That's our topic this evening. Myself and my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem, Tamad Barakat to whom, who will be joining us at about 8:30, spot on, inshallah. And that's our topic this evening. The signs of Qiyamah and its fitna. Because sometimes we don't even know the signs of Qiyamah. And sometimes we see what's happening around the world. But we don't even know that it's a sign of Qiyamah. You and I, do we know the 48 of the 50 signs or the 100 signs of Qiyamah? Yes or no? No, we don't know. Isn't it, my beloved, beautiful listeners? No. So, 16 minutes after 8, we're going to go for a small play. Any Nizam, brother Lokolo. Any Nizam of your choice. I know last week somebody did ask me, we don't know what's Lokolo's choice. So we'll ask Lokolo to play anyone of your choice, brother Lokolo, on this evening, inshallah. But first, I want all the names. I want to know what's on the menu. I want to know how's your moods. I want to know, are you happy? I want to know, are you sad? I want to know, are you all ready for the program this evening, the discussion with myself and Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem? You know, so all the listeners out there, Sister Rizia Muhammad from Overport, Sister Zahira Gina Shah. Sister Rizia says, Maulana, the kids had muchachos, chops and chips. Okay, the kids had muchachos. Wow, on a Thursday night, muchachos. Okay, all right, cool, wow. I've got Sister Farida from Maputo. Maulana Arfajuma Mubarak to all of you listening to the discussions on this awesome evening, beautiful, cold, mashallah, evening. We're going to go for a nizam break. When we get back, inshallah, of course, we begin with a dua, then salutations and durood to our beloved noble master, Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thereafter, inshallah, we will be crossing over to our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem. 19 minutes after 8 Central African time, you are tuning and listening to the discussion on the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's just go and see the messages. How's the moods this evening? Sister Farina from Verlam, how's the moods on this beautiful Thursday night, the night of Jumu'ah? Somebody says here, Molana, Sister Nazreen Gogawala, listening to the program, unfortunately, I can't eat anything yummy. I'm on strict diet. From Dr. Raisa Abu Bakr, from today. You know, it's hard. It's hard just for you as a individual person to do diet. It's hard. You need somebody always behind you, and you need somebody who can encourage you, and you need somebody, you know, who can motivate you. Yes, you need. It's hard. Ask me. You know, I'm not, alhamdulillah, I'm not that fat, but, you know, I went one or twice on a dieting, and somebody told me, Molana, you really want to lose weight? I said, yeah. They say, you really, genuinely? I said, yeah. He says, okay, Molana, then stop eating bread, stop eating butter, stop eating rice, stop eating roti. I said, what? He said, yes, stop eating roti, stop eating bread, stop eating rice, stop having, achar, oily stuffs. And I got a shock. He says, Molana, if you're going to stop that just for a week, believe me, you will lose weight. So I wonder how is that possible? I mean, if you don't eat rice, or you don't eat roti, or you don't eat bread, you know, you lose weight. Wow, I'm very surprised. I think I should ask our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Molana Salim Kareem Damod Barakat, to whom, you know, he's more or well acquainted of all this dieting and losing weight. Okay. This one says, Molana, listening to you all the way from Eldos, brother Abdullah from Eldos. Okay. Sister Farina from Verlam, alhamdulillah. Okay. I'm asking, how's everybody's moods? How's everybody's moods? Okay. Someone says, Manana, good mood. Definitely. Listening to your voice only brings us good mood. MashaAllah. Sister Nadia Dawood says, Manana, I'm listening to the program. Sister Raja Muhammad, how's your mood? Who is this? Chicken, karai, naan, and yogurt. Anonymous. Wow. Why yogurt? Your yogurt. Chicken, karai, naan, and yogurt. Okay, anonymous. Why do you have to have yogurt? Is it, are you speaking of yogurt? Are you talking of day? Or I know some people have that chicken karai with just dry. Some people have it with curry, and some people have it with achar. And I don't know. First time I'm hearing this. People eating with yogurt. Are you speaking of yogurt? Normal yogurt. The listener, whoever is this listener, and are you speaking of a normal yogurt, or are you speaking of day itself? Chicken karai, naan, and yogurt. Hey, the listeners are making me hungry now, Brother Lokolo. They're making me hungry. I see Sister Razia Muhammad from from Overport. She says, Malana, you must stop loving then because you love your food. Okay, all right. Okay, no, I don't know. I love my food, man. Come on, give me a break, my beloved, beautiful listeners. Sister Fanina says, Malana, the moods, alhamdulillah, very, very good mood. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with another Jumu'ah to ask for forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty. Ameen, ameen. Okay, let's go to who? This is Sister Safiya. Malana Arafat, Jumu'ah Mubarak, may Allah bless you and Malana Salim Karim with many, many years. Ameen, the best radio station ever. Ameen, Sister Safiya from Pretoria. Wow. Sister Safiya, Jazakumullah Khairan for that beautiful comment. What an interesting topic, Mulana. Alhamdulillah, our supper was spaghetti and chicken. Hey, today everyone is just eating chicken. I don't know how come. I have to ask Mulana Salim Karim, is it a chicken night or what? Or it's a chicken evening, shukar. Okay, I want to ask from the listeners quickly. Be honest, right, quickly. Who's having mutton this evening? Who's having mutton? Before I start with my dua this evening, who's having mutton? 0847863132. I hope nobody's having mutton. You know, this one says, she says, the listener says, it's thick yogurt. It's very yummy. Thick yogurt for chicken karai. Okay, I don't know. I've never ever tried chicken karai with yogurt. Oh, but yogurt is sweet. So I don't know. Brother Ahmed from Boyson says, Malana, chicken tikka. The best ever. Come to Boysons, you'll get the best ever chicken tikka ever. Everybody says that, you know. Everybody says that. I know when I go to Durban, they say, Malana, the best ever, Walima. Just come to Durban, you'll get it. Sister Nadia Dawood, what's on the menu this evening? Okay. Who is this? This is Anonymous. Malana, it's my birthday today. Please make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me lots of barakah in my life, in my wealth, and in my family, and in my home, and in my business with my husband. Okay, this is from Free State. Wow, from Free State, ameen. Okay, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you long, many, many, many years, inshallah. Good years, inshallah. This one says, Malana, we are listening to you, Jumu'ah Mubarak. From who? This is from Asma. Okay, from Asma Khan. Asma Khan, not family, Chipata, Zambia. Wow. Malana, we are listening to you. What's on the menu, Sister Asma Khan? What's on the table? What's on the table? You know, I never had suppers yet, Haji, Brother Lokol. I didn't have suppers yet. I don't know why. My tummy is just not on that. You know, my tummy is not in the mood to eat. My tummy is not in the mood to eat, you know. So I didn't have supper as yet. I remember when I was... when we used to do the program on Radio Islam, when I used to do the Nizam Hour. This was the good thing. This was the karamat of Allah, Brother Lokolo. When I used to do my program, the Nizam Hour, on every Saturday night, so I just tell the listeners, you know what? Eish, man, I'm just in the mood of eating hot bajiyas. And there we, somebody will just come with a plate of bajiyas. Wallahi lazim! You know, this was the good, this was the power of dua. And then I used to say, you know what? Hey, I'm just listening for some nice chicken samosas. Oh, there you see a plate of samosas with chutney and with sauce. And you know, I remember when I was on Radio Islam, there was a Saturday, it was raining and it was windy and it was cold. And then I don't know, myself and my friend Luqman, we were busy speaking. And we say, oh, you know what? It would be nice just to have hot popcorn. Believe me, wallahi lazim, somebody just brought popcorn for us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. I told you the power of dua. Dua can actually make a mountain, can move a mountain, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. Okay, where is Sister Farida from Maputo? Sister Farida, what's on the menu? Sister Farida, okay, Sister Farina says, I know Molana who's having mutton. Molana Salim Karim. We're going to contact him now. I want to hear what he's going to say. You're going to contact him in another 4 to 5 minutes time. Allahu Akbar. Let's begin this evening with a very beautiful dua. Very, very beautiful dua. You know, whatever we do in life, my beloved, beautiful listeners, you are busy eating, you are busy cooking, you are busy thinking, you are busy doing whatever work you are doing right now. You are busy sitting and listening. You are busy speaking, or you've got visitors at home, or you're busy lying down, or you're sitting in a lounge and you are tuning in to listen to the discussion, isn't it? It's a beautiful Thursday evening. How many of us, wallahi, how many of you and I, we look forward for the Thursday night, for the night of Jummah? I look forward for the day of Jummah, Friday, because Friday is a short day, isn't it, my beloved, beautiful? Allah made it so for you and I. So we must make the best of it, make the most of it. So we begin with a very beautiful dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Alallahi tawakkalna. Alallahi tawakkalna. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi zalimin. Wanajjina birahmatika minal qawmi lkafirin. And I was telling the listeners earlier that our topic this evening is the signs of Qiyamah and its fitna. That's our topic. The signs of Qiyamah and its fitna. You know? So today we will be touching on the signs. What are the major signs? What are the minor signs? The fitna that's taking place in today's times, is it really Qiyamah? Somebody just sent me a message saying, Molana, I love your topic this evening. I think it's the end of the world. Yeah, it's the end of the world. If you know it's the end of the world, then have you prepared yourself? Are you ready to meet your creator? Ask yourself this question. So we begin with a beautiful dua. Allah tawakkalna, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, upon you, oh my Allah, is our reliance, oh my Allah, upon you, oh my Allah, is our reliance, oh my Allah, Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi al-zalimin, oh my Allah, do not make each and every one of us, oh my Allah, victims, oh my Allah, of trial for the oppressors. Oh my Allah, wanajjina. Oh my Allah, save each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, birahmatika min al-qawm al-kafirin. Oh my Allah, through your mercy. Oh my Allah, from the disbelievers. This is such a beautiful dua. Imagine you starting, you saying, oh my Allah, I put all my reliance on you, oh my Allah. Allah is our reliance, subhanAllah. What a very beautiful, short and profound dua on this beautiful Thursday evening before we start our program this evening. Let us go to our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, all the way from Ladysmith. I hope he is in Ladysmith, because when I spoke to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, he was not quite well. His voice was giving him a bit of a problem. His throat actually was giving him a bit of a problem as well. He was busy coughing. And he says, Maulana, I've got a flu. I'm worried about my beloved Fadilatul Ustad. He's getting quite sick often. I don't know if he's not looking after himself, or maybe it's his health, or maybe, I don't know. Should we say how they say, old age, old is gold. Ustad, it's a beautiful Friday, beautiful Thursday night. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khair.
Ameen.
For your du'as, ask Allah Ta'ala grant all of us qubuliyat. What beautiful dua you were making earlier on.
Subhanallah.
The dua wa mukhul ibadah. The dua is the foundation, it's the cream of our ibadat. The one dua that we must add on, ki Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah.
Subhanallah.
Wallah, there is no comfort but the comfort of the hereafter. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. Oh Allah, there is no comfort but the comfort of the hereafter. Many of our listeners, Marana, had requested you for du'as. Yes, a beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, the du'a that we make in the absence of your Muslim brother or sister is definitely accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angels also say the very same dua for you. So that's Allah, the beauty. Dua kijiye, you make dua continuously. Dua dijiye. And every now and again, give duas to people. Or dua lijiye. And then take duas from people. And this is what, alhamdulillah, you do daily, Mulana and Markaz, the Sahaba,
mm-hmm.
that we make dua, we taking dua, we give du'as, and alhamdulillah, we make dua for the entire ummah.
Ameen.
That Allah Ta'ala, this is what the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fikr, ki Allahumma ghfir ummati. Allahumma ghfir ummati. Tahajjud time, Rasulullah is crying. After every namaz, Rasulullah is making dua for the ummah. But the sad state of affair, as we currently see, Mulana, is that we are far, far away from the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah. It's our duty, and this is the time of qubuliyat. This is a time when Allah is going to accept our du'as on a Friday night, and we should be asking Allah Ta'ala for the best of best. And I said, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. And Rabbul Alameen says, Yabna Adam, O children, O sons of Adam alayhi salam, one is for me, one is for you, and one is jointly between us.
Allah, subhanallah.
And that is how so beautifully Allah has distributed Surah Fatiha. And I said that many months back, that when you read Surah Fatiha, pause after every ayat. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ila akhirihi. So every time you pause, Allah Ta'ala says, my banda is praising me. The first three ayats. So likewise in this beautiful hadith also, Yabna Adam Salatha. One is for me, one is for you, and one is jointly between us. One is for me, Rabbul Alameen is saying, ask for me. Don't worship anyone besides me.
Allahu Akbar.
Don't associate partners with me. Mulana, the amount of kufr and shirk that is taking place in this world, now they're making their own Kaaba there in Iran.
Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. Min dhalik.
They're opening the doors of discos in such Mubarak city. Makkatul Mukarrama, Jeddah, see wherever. Imagine taking part in the building and being part and parcel in matters of kufr and shirk. That is why you need to ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us tawheed, oneness of Allah. Wahdahu la shariq. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Mulana, your heart bleeds for Rasulullah's sacrifice. 13 years in Makkah, 10 years in Medina. What was Rasulullah's fight? Against kufr and shirk, Allah ki ibadat karo. Worship one Allah. Allah will forgive every other guna of yours. But kufr and shirk, Allah will never forgive.